Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the really interesting things about wine is watching how a grape that's really well established in one part of the world capture the imagination of winemakers halfway around the world, and they try to have some fun with it. A good example would be Albariño, which originally comes from Spain, but it's making some headway here in the United States, particularly in California.
It certainly is. I mean, Albariño, as I mentioned, is a white grape originally from the northwest area of the Iberian Peninsula, the Rías Baixas area in Spain, and the Douro and or the Vino Verde area in Portugal. The wine is known for sort of rich stone fruit flavors, nectarine and white peach, with citrus and sometimes melon components, with a really forward, crisp acidity, and sometimes an assertive minerality with saline notes. Usually the wine has a lovely but subtle forward nose, and it's definitely best drunk when young, and under almost all circumstances should not have any oak. While the most famous examples are typically from Spain and Portugal, some California winemakers have certainly begun exploring this varietal about 20 years ago, I think. And here are three that I explored. So from the Clinker Brick Group, the 2021 Albariño is from the Lodi area of California. And the wine has bright floral aromas of peach and citrus, which follow on the palate and with a wonderful crisp acidity. And this wine's gonna sell for all of $14.99. So it is a really good value and a great opportunity if you're not familiar with to try this particular varietal. Another producer is Target. And this is the 2020, and this is from the Edna Valley area. Straw-colored wine with aromas of pear and orange peel over a rounded mouthful of peach flavors and good zippy. Zippy is a good word when you're talking about Albariño. Good zippy acidity. It's bright and refreshing, and it's also a great value, again, at $14.99. So those are two to start. Then there's a winery called The Fabulous, which is a really cool winery and something you should explore. And this is their 2020 Albariño. It's from the Central Coast, and you're going to get big peach honeysuckle aromas with delicate citrus notes over a rounded texture with classic vibrant acidity. That vibrant is AKA zippy. This is the most expensive in this series at $22.99, but it has a bit more depth and a bit more character than the others. And so it is my wine pick of the week, just because it's just got a little bit more there. You know, I am kind of torn by my experiences with Albariño from the Rías Baixas and its California counterparts. I think that I'm gonna try to actually do some comparative tastings, or perhaps even explore some of the Maryland and Virginia Albariños, because there's a lot of those plantings. But my suspicion is the California wines will evidence a little richer fruit, and the Spanish wines will have a little better structure and possibly aromatics. Either way, this is a perfect varietal to explore as we head into spring.
And I got to tell you, Hugh, Bordy does a tremendous job with Albariño. Just tremendous. And people really should try the Bordy Albariño as well. I have a great deal of respect for it, and it's just really a lot of fun. They really nailed it. Cool. Anyway, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.